a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Jenny Hollenbeck from the Pier, Fort Pier Ministerial Association. And leading us in our pledge is Paige Samantha Blood from Huron.
With the permission of the speaker, I've been offered the opportunity to give these words in memory of Kurt Jones, former South Dakota State Senator who died this morning. And we'd ask that you please keep in your memory and in your prayers and thoughts Representative Susan Wismer. Kurt Jones was her uncle. Kurt Jones is from Britain. He served in the Senate for 16 years, representing Marshall, Roberts, and Day counties. Our thoughts and prayers are with Kurt's wife, Mavis, and with all of his many family and friends. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are the source and creator of all things. The ground upon which we walk, the air we breathe, and the guiding force which sustains us every moment of every day. As we stand before you now, we offer you our thanks for life, for family, for friends, for colleagues, old and new, and for the opportunity to come together in this place to serve your people in this state we love so much. This week, we give you thanks for the work and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We are reminded of Dr. King's call for unity as we mourn the devastation in Haiti. Our prayers are with our Haitian brothers and sisters, as well as those who are working for recovery and restoration. We pray also that you will lead those gathered here, that your spirit of wisdom and cooperation will move in and out of these halls, that in the midst of difficulty, we might see hope for our future together. All of this and so much more, we pray in the power of your great and holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennard, Elliott, Engel, Spain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Ferrex, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Bernie Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Lust, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, David Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Rumkema, Rounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Shrimp, Sly, Solberg, Solom, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turberville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Vergio, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 5th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rabe, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Well, the speaker would like to greet the Jones County Senior Government class. They're in the back here. If you please stand up, they have their instructor, Mrs. Jennifer McNaughton, with them. They're from Myrtle. And welcome on behalf of Representatives Tom Diedrich and Kent Junkie. Thank you guys for coming out today. Any other personal privileges? Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, I'm delighted to introduce a former member of this chamber and the present mayor of Sturgis, Mr. Maury LaRue.
Maury! Welcome back, Maury. Good to have you. Any other personal privileges?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
I need just a little bit of flexibility, please.
I will give you some latitude, sir.
Thank you very much. First, I'd like the body to welcome the person who is my strongest support, my severest critic, the one who helped raise our two boys and put the foundation there, and who's continuing to bring the paycheck in, my wife, Gail.
Welcome, Gail.
Then, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of Representative Pitts and myself, I'd like to have the group welcome the people from Brookings SDSU. I know that you've seen and have the scoop on what's going on in Brookings, and that paper is dated 2012 because we're looking to the future. We're not going to stay here in the past, but we're looking to the future. But we also have about 75 to 80 people that slid on out here from Brookings, and businessmen, women, citizens, and also we have the president of SDSU. I don't see him here right now. He might be over at the Senate. Sorry for him. The mayor of Brookings, Tim Reed, and also the dean of agriculture, Barry Dunn. Please join us tonight also at the Discovery Center from 5:30 to 7 for the SDSU Brookings reception. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome. Any other personal privileges? Representative Ironcloud.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to just say a big thank you to all our friends and relatives that attended the Native American Day today. We had relatives and friends and guests from representing all the portion of the nine tribes here in South Dakota. And also like to thank all the legislators, you know, from the House and the Senate that came down and visited and had some food. And I feel that was a great success. And I just wanted to say good afternoon to all our listeners and all our relatives and friends out there in South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Any further personal privileges? Representative Curd.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'd like the House members to welcome Mr. and Dr. Gary Timmerman, a friend of mine from District 12, a talented surgeon. I don't see him here right this moment, so he must be performing something emergently. When you see him, tell him thanks for coming down.
Doctor of the day. Thank you, Dr. Timmerman. Anyone else? All right. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1059 and 1061 do pass. House Bill 1011 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1024 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1021 do pass amended. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1005 and 1008 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Joni M. Cutler, Chair. The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1017, 1038, and 1040 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1037 do pass amended. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Motions. I'm sorry, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 39, which has passed the Senate in your favorable consideration as respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1001, in which the Senate has concurred. Respectfully, Trudy Evanston, Secretary.
First reading of House bills. Especially for our students visiting us today, you'll watch these ladies up front. They're going to read these titles out loud over top of each other. It sounds a little ridiculous. The Constitution dictates that all titles must be read in an open forum. This day and age of computers, any one of us can get on the internet at any time and see the entire content of all these bills. So nothing is hidden. We're just following along with our Constitution. Speaker assigns House Bill 1085 to the Committee on Judiciary, 1086 to the Committee on Commerce, 1087 to Local Government, 1088 State Affairs, 1089 Commerce, 1090 Local Government, 1091 Local Government, 1092 Judiciary, and 1093 to the Committee on State Affairs. First reading of Senate bills. Oh, got me all choked up. Our first Senate bills, Arlene.
Senate Bill 39, an act to provide for the continuation of the minimal monthly fee charge for care at the Human Services Center.
Speaker signed. Senate Bill 39 to the Committee on Health. Consent calendar. Again, for our students, especially visiting today, the consent calendar is a place where we put bills that came out of committee with no dissenting votes and there was no opposing testimony. It's an efficiency measure for the House. We put them there so we can get about our business a little bit faster. Go ahead, Arlene.
House Bill 1030, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code.
House Bill 1030, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1030. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, while we are voting, the speaker is going to take a personal privilege. I've had a guest that you might have seen with me for the last couple of days. She's up here beside me to my right today. She's not skipping school. She's learning. I have my daughter Thea out here with me for a couple of days. If you'd welcome her, I'd appreciate it very much. Thank you. Maybe she is skipping school. I don't know.
Representative Nygaard, Sly, and Wismer.
We got it. We're good.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1030, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1036, an act to create a licensing category for the owners of property where licensed gaming is conducted in the city of Deadwood.
House Bill 1036, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Turbeville.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Well, this is an agency bill which was requested by the Commission on Gaming. The purpose of this bill is to correct a technicality in the current Deadwood gaming licensing laws. When Deadwood first started 20 years ago, the people who owned, operated, and managed casinos owned the buildings that housed the casinos in Deadwood. Everybody who participated in gaming in Deadwood was licensed by the Commission on Gaming. The Deadwood industry has grown over the last 20 years, and with this growth, changes in the ownership structure of casinos have emerged. In recent months, the Commission has seen a few instances where some individuals want to become actively involved in the gaming industry but want to avoid licensure and the required background investigation by the Commission's enforcement staff on the theory that they are just a landlord. This bill, if passed, will create a new license category that would require any person who owns property where gaming is conducted be licensed by the Commission and subject to a background investigation. This new license category is similar to a retail license, which is the lowest level of business license the Commission issues. The fee will be set at $250 a year, which is the same fee for a retail license. We do not expect to generate revenue from this fee, only cover the cost of the background check. The purpose of this bill is not to create that revenue source by creating a new fee, but to make sure that everyone who has an interest in gaming in Deadwood is subject to a background check and licensure. And in the words of former Governor George Mickelson, we want to keep gaming in Deadwood squeaky clean. Just a couple other notes on this, ladies and gentlemen. Even though the fee is set at $250, it's not going to result in any additional costs to the commission, because under the commission rules, the cost of background investigation is assessed against the applicant. Now, when we're talking about person, we did amend this bill in committee to include limited liability companies along with the state's trust, partnership, joint venture association, government subdivision, etc. With that, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good bill. As I said, all it's going to do is correct a technicality. It will allow us to do the background checks, and the background checks are fairly simple. It's a contact to the FBI and then the DCI, look at some financials, talk to business associates, and then do a personal interview. So it's not an egregious thing. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I conclude my presentation. Thank you for your time and attention, and I ask that you join me and vote yes on House Bill 1036.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I rise in support of the gentleman from Lawrence County's remarks. And you might find it strange, why is East River person talking about gaming? Well, I've been the general manager of two of the Native American casinos here in South Dakota over the years, and I've been licensed by this gaming commission that brought this bill forward. And with that background also comes the fact that I've been a licensed gaming business in the state of Nevada, where we had a different problem. This industry began over 20 years ago here in South Dakota to reclaim and revitalize a historic site, Deadwood, South Dakota. In those days, the individuals who owned the buildings, owned the gaming, we knew what their backgrounds were, and there was no real concern. Now, some 20 years later, the cost to compete in this $20 billion a year industry has risen so that sometimes financing and ownership comes from people outside the state. And we certainly don't need Bugsy Moran coming here to South Dakota and leasing, buying and then leasing to someone and getting organized crime into our fair state. So with that, I would encourage your support. I don't plan on making this a habit to follow Tuberville every day, but my friend from Lawrence County, but once again, I did today. Thank you for your green vote.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1036? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1036. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2/3. Speaker is ruling 2/3 and a new fee revenue. It's a new fee revenue, 2/3.
Representative Fikert and McLaughlin. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1036, having received a 2/3 majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is incorrect.
House Bill 1053, an act to revise certain provisions concerning campaign finance.
House Bill 1053, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're not working very good. You might want to step over.
Is this better?
Appropriations mics must work better. There you go, sir. You're good to go.
Thank you. House Bill 1053 is sent to us by the Secretary of State. This bill changes three parts of our campaign finance law passed back in 2007. The first change is in Section 1, which allows the contributions from a personal trust account. The changes in Sections 2 and 3 clarify that any political committee which is already filing public reports with the Federal Election Commission, the IRS, or another state do not have to file a duplicate copy in South Dakota. This bill was was passed out of the local government committee unanimously, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks on House Bill 1053? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1053. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Putnam. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1053, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1054, an act to provide independent voters voting absentee the appropriate ballot during a primary election and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1054, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. I move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to the next legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Well, Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I'd like to announce that this afternoon at 3 o'clock in room 414, we're having a Medicaid information meeting, and I would encourage this entire body to attend. There's a lot of questions that have come up through the budget hearings on the Medicaid program, and this could answer a lot of questions. So please attend the Medicaid hearing information meeting 3 to 5 in room 414. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Good reminder, ladies and gentlemen. I strongly encourage your attendance. It's no secret that is a large portion of our budget, so please try and attend. Representative Peters, you have more?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We also, the Appropriations Committee meets tomorrow at 8:15, and we've got the Board of Regents, again, another huge portion of our budget, and they will be in Appropriations at 8:15 tomorrow morning and also on Friday. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Appropriations sleeping in, 8:15. I see. Further announcements. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Health and Human Services
stand
will
by,
not be sleeping in.
Ladies and gentlemen, just for a minute, please. Representative Pitts.
Tomorrow we have Health and Human Services at 07:45, and we will hear our first bills. Actually, we have four bills on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Krebs.
House Transportation tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. in room 413.
Transportation tomorrow morning. Any further announcements? Representative Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just got an email from the 4-H Youth Council. They will not be shadowing on Friday. So any of you that had a shadow lined up, won't be this Friday. Hopefully in a few weeks they'll come back. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you,
Speaker.
Sir. I suspect the weather had something to do with that.
That'd be correct. I hope we can get home.
Yet to be decided. Any further announcements, ladies and gentlemen? Any further announcements? Representative Kirkby. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Settle down just for a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, we're going to work tomorrow in local governments, 10 o'clock.
Thank you, sir. Any further announcements? Representative Junkie.
Personal privilege.
Okay.
Well, this would not be the only chance that my much younger bride got to come because Lyman didn't have school today, so she made the long trek in from the farm to visit us and just showed up. But I would like this opportunity to the body to meet my younger, much younger wife, my bride of 30-plus years plus 3 weeks. She's back by the majority leader's desk, my wife, Sandy.
Welcome, Sandy. She was trying to hide from you, Representative Junkie. I don't know what that means, but any further announcements? Hearing none. Representative Turbeville. All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
No.
Motion carries.